physical stimuli, temperature, you know, weather. So
I'm sorry, I had to play a little ICP Miracles to go along with what you were talking about there.
Magnets.
Yeah,
how do they work?
I'm sorry, Jake, I'm not trying to make fun here. I mean, you know, if anything, you know, what you're saying should be...
How are you going to program a robot to dream? Because so many of our...
Will robots need to dream?
To be truly artificially intelligent, yes. Because dreams play a role in decision-making, whether it's an ant colony or...
What about by 2099, most conscious beings will lack a permanent physical form, according to Ray Kurzweil? Organic human beings are a small minority of the intelligent life forms on Earth. Even among the remaining Homo sapiens, the use of computerized implants that heavily augment normal abilities is ubiquitous and accepted as normal. The fraction of humans who opt to remain natural and unmodified effectively exist on a lower and more limited plane of consciousness from everyone else, and thus find it impossible to interact with AIs and highly modified humans. I mean, just in that loaded BS sentence.
Yeah, he's myopic, to say the least.
So it's like the idea that I can update my Facebook page in some sort of, in a nanosecond? I mean, is that what we're talking about? I can reform my timeline? I mean, really, I don't know exactly what kind of inner communication that the human being and the computer are going to be having. It's going to be...
Have you seen that series?
I mean, once we start having virtual sex with our computers, I mean, what is it all going to matter anyway?
Have you seen that series on Netflix? It's a BBC original about Black Mirror.
I've heard of this. It's now a couple of minutes after the hour of one right here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, community radio in the 21st century. 816-931-5534, 931-KKFI is the telephone number.
That's the Black Mirror they're referring to. And there's six or seven variations of a dystopic near future when one or more components of our current technology, the roads they go down.
So, and this is what I read. It's similar to the Twilight Zone, but for an updated future.
It's Twilight Zone-ish for sure in the future with all of our Black Mirror devices, TVs, phones, laptops.
Jimmy, check mark, 1, 2, 3.
But, yeah, it's highly recommended. And if you hadn't seen them, then I won't recite them. But
yeah, I want to check the show out. I was reading an article about it a little bit earlier.
Black Mirror.
But we'll go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning.
Who are we talking to?
Interesting you're talking about this tonight. I'm out by, I'm out on the prairie. I listen to you guys every now and then. I've been turning off my Google, my 3,800 Google apps on my phone about every day. And about 3 or 4 minutes, they come back on. And they actually sent me an email. And as soon as I clicked on the email, my phone was wiped out. And now it no longer works. And I can't do anything on it. And I'm calling you from a flip phone. Thank God.
Yeah, they're not perfect devices. I don't know about that in particular. I've had bizarre circumstances happen to computers and telephones, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? We could dig a bunker and bury some people that still like to experience life as it was created, but what kind of life would that be in a bunker unless you had a small vent or window?
I can see you've thought this out a little bit.
A window with nanotechnology so it could open up as soon as you look at it.
It would seem to me that in this dystopian future of singularity and artificial intelligence and nanotechnology, etc., that the machines would have to view us as, you know, cute little creatures to keep around like pets or something like that. I mean, how could something that has the ability to logically rationalize everything in the world, the known universe, whatever, in millions of seconds, look at the human being and what they've done to the planet Earth and go, yeah, that's a good idea?
Yeah, if you look at it that way, it is a good idea.
No, I'm saying the machines would clearly wipe us out. They would put the planet on some sort of chemotherapy and view us as a cancer and wipe us out immediately.
Yeah, they'd make a lot of money doing that, huh? they ran me around for about an hour and basically told me that, deal with it or, you know.
Are you talking about Johnson County, the Sheriff's Department?
Are they talking about me?
Sure. Yeah, some foglets in your brain, bro.
Do what?
Yep. So, I'd be incredibly freaked out by this, especially with every bong hit.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep it up, guys. Good to talk to you.
Keep flipping that phone, dude. You'll be all right.
All right, man.
All right, take
it. Have a good night.
You too, man.
And if you have an FM radio and a flip phone anyway, you're all good.
For as long as FM radio is out there. I mean, I can't believe that guy's listening. I mean, does anyone listen to radio anymore?
Out on the prairie, yes.
Yes.
There's a couple people do. A couple people out there still listen to the radio. It's these simple ways of interaction. I mean, everyone's all satellite radio. It's just... I mean, it's an artificial, where is it, doesn't matter. It's out there, the idea of listening to talk radio on satellite radio. I mean, it's just, it seems very impersonal, which is kind of what we're talking about with all this technology, is it becomes so impersonal. I mean, Kurzweil says that, by 2049, most communication will not be direct people-to-people communication. It'll be people to computer to people. Now, essentially, what that means is instead of talking with people, we'll text them.
With our minds.
No, not with our minds, right? With our devices that may be implanted into our minds. There'll be some interface there.
We'll need your thumbs to do it anymore.
It's flipping creepy, all this stuff. Because I can see... pretty clearly a future where the fat and the ignorant and sloven are more than happy, the unemployed and hopeless are more than happy to just go ahead and live in a virtual reality and check out and go like, yo dude, you can drink as much malt liquor as you want, smoke as many packs of cigarettes as day as you want, you don't have to pay rent, you don't have to do anything, right? You can live in a virtual reality. They warehouse your body somewhere, connect you up. You're part of a test program.
If I'm doing it virtual reality, it's going to be like single malt Highland Scotch. It's not malt.
You're describing an episode of Black Mirror almost to the T. A group of people that farm themselves out to live in a virtual reality box.
Because you don't have to pay rent, dude.
But they have ways you can pay it off.
From your virtual space. That's my bad. I'm looking at it from a perspective of just like simplicity, but even in a virtual reality, they'll work your ass. They want to get their money. Correct. They want to get whatever. I mean, but I can see people going like, yo, bro, we're moving to Farmville. It's for real. I don't even know. People still play Farmville?
I don't know. I gave up Facebook last April.
Did you?
Yep. Almost a year.
It's testing Jake there. Yeah, I bet people still play something along those lines, Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just a short matter of time. The other things that are supposed to happen, This is one of the best ones. One of these Kurzweil predictions. Predictions made by Ray Kurzweil from Wikipedia. Where did it go? Organic human beings are a small minority of intelligent life forms on Earth. I already read that one. Natural human beings are protected from extermination. In spite of their shortcomings and frailties, humans are respected by artificial intelligences for giving rise to the machines.
We are their gods.
Anyone believe that one?
No.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. Nope, it's not going to happen. Wow. Artwork and music created by machines encompasses areas of the light spectrum and frequencies of sounds that normal humans cannot perceive.
Right.
That sounds great, doesn't it? I would imagine artwork created by machines would be similar to, I mean, like music created by a machine. It's like the German dance pop scene, right? I mean, that's going to be pretty close. Some guy named Thor and a couple of CD turntables. I mean, we're getting really near that, right?
I mean, I'm kind of surprised that he put time into thinking about this and then putting it somewhere for someone else to then put onto his Wikipedia page.
He writes books. He's a book writer. People are going to upload themselves eventually, and they're going to love it, and they're going to be so freaking happy about it. Won't stop telling you about it. Guy's a real creep, man. Real creep. And people out there who want to live forever, who think that the way to do it is hopping on a hard drive.
But in the first half of that statement, he said something pretty true about humans are inextinguishable, because apparently we are through all the, you know, ice ages and droughts and super crazy weather and nuclear weapons and vaccines.
I'm sorry.
The whole entire black magic ball of wax was thrown at us, and there's more of us here now than ever.
Yeah, that's a problem too, isn't it?
Apparently, the farther we dig, the more we see the human in some capacity has kind of been here the whole time, along with everything else.
Are you going to talk about dinosaurs and human beings walking together? I read some articles.
Yeah, they still are. Have you ever seen a Komodo dragon or a Gila monster or a frill neck lizard, an anaconda? Dinosaurs aren't gone. The really big ones are. But so are the giant people and the giant woolly mammoths and the giant saber-toothed tigers. Something happened to giantism a long time ago. But dinosaurs are still here. I've seen them.
But if you notice, people are getting huge.
Yep.
It's like people are getting fed like Miracle-Gro. You know, and not in like Miracle-Gro is not the way to have the healthiest tomatoes. It's the way to have the biggest tomatoes. You see these kids today growing up on, you know, hormonal milk products and synthesized proteins and peptides and stuff like that.
With ketchup.
Lots of ketchup. It's a vegetable.
Man, you guys are making me hungry.
Sorry, Jim. I apologize for that.
Let's go back to caramel.
Do you guys know that Burger King now delivers? Do you want to call Burger King up and have them deliver some garbage to our door?
Not until it's by drone.
Yeah, that'll be coming too.
Burger King delivers now?
Burger King delivers.
With a sign of
milk. Yo, man, let me get a couple of Whoppers in a sack, dog.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't know that? Burger King delivers.
No, I didn't know that.
Look for the hamburger mobile coming down the street near you. What a sad state of affairs.
Do you tip the driver 15% of $1.99?
They probably got tired of too many calls of people who could no longer leave their apartments. Yeah, I tried going out the front way, and I tried to sideways myself, and you know, I tried to imagine there being a hamburger in the hallway and just kind of running at the doorway, but I can't get out. I was like, hey, boss, we got another call from a guy today that he can't get out of his apartment. Maybe we could start doing delivery. I mean, who else? I mean, really, if you had options, I could understand. You know, you're homeless, you have a dollar and no legs, and there's a Burger King on the corner. I could understand going to the Burger King and getting some food.
Pull out your iPhone. You know, you could probably order by app.
Grab app.
Is there a Burger King app?
Yeah, well, when they can convince you that you've virtually eaten food, that's right. When it's going to be completed, right?
Well, fog-lit burgers in your belly.
Yeah, fog-lit burgers. Mmm. On a molecular level, folks. on a molecular level. You imagine that when machines are making food? I mean, not just preparing it, but literally producing it on a nanotechnological level.
Coming up with recipes.
Freaky. Right. I don't want to go there.
No. Well, the disease will set in. Just the same with people. There's an aspect to eating that's not just nutrition and protein and minerals and all that. There's a life force to it also. These machines won't be able to imitate the prana or, you know, lions and tigers and bears, oh my, eat other animals while they're still alive. The freshest fruits and vegetables are living beings. So reproducing the physical characteristics and textures and smells by microbiotic robots will only create a high-quality imitation not capable of sustaining life, and enough people start eating it. You want to talk about some futuristic Twilight Zone diseases.
Yeah, right. A chicken McFoglet. Sounds disgusting. 816-931-5534, 931-KKFI.
We got a caller.
You're on the phone. Good morning. You're on the radio. Good morning. Or not. Did you get the thing turned on over there?
I thought so. It says on.
Say green light?
Mm-hmm.
Green light go. You got the right thing potted up? Is the program button lit up?
Yeah.
Jim's got new responsibilities here. It's okay, Jim. We'll get it figured out. Nice. Sounds like it was...
Try us again, caller.
It was Charlie Parker calling us from a Ouija board in Independence.
Heck yeah, I love his Ouija board ringtone.
Not a bad one, is it? Boy and girl charged with torching Walmart. Pair of alleged young torches arrested for setting fire to Walmart store. Nice, dude. Respect for those children. But will you be able to live out in the country and just let it pass you over? Will that be possible? No, maybe not.
For a few.
It's about to snow a whole bunch on the East Coast, or it is snowing a whole bunch. It's also going to get really cold in Britain. But tomorrow it's going to be 60 degrees in Kansas City. I blame Obama.
I'm going to try this again.
It's definitely... I like how you pot it all the way up and leave it up there, and you're like, nah, it's not a good call. Keep talking, Jake.
Where were you at? Oh, the weather. Yeah, it's been... you got to figure, anytime it's unusually warm... You know, where you're at, it means it's going to be unusually cold somewhere else, with that whole universe in equilibrium equation that apparently won't stop itself. But yeah, I always assume when it's freakishly cold here, somebody's got it really good, and when it's freakishly warm here, somebody's getting blasted with some old man winter.
Good morning. You're on the radio.
Oh, goody. Good morning. Thank you for your show. I have a question for you. I have, the house I lived in is totally bugged, totally from the basement to the top floor. You were talking about surveillance earlier.
Sure.
And, I actually reached up and touched, it was a wire that was just kind of hanging with the object at the end of it.
Right.
And I reached up and touched it, and it changed into another object. It turned. This is not high. This is sober.
Okay.
This is, yeah.
Well, what does it do when you're high?
No, the object was it. In other words, I hadn't been drinking. I hadn't been, you know, when this actually happened. And it turned into, like, you know, the little fittings that go over like your, like in your car, the electrical or whatever, and it's a, you tighten the little ring with the screw, and it turned into that from like a plug looking object. And
do you consider yourself a nanotechnologist?
Oh, heavens, no, I don't even know what it is.
So why do you think your house is bugged?
Oh, I know it is.
The previous occupants, or were you bugged?
I don't really know, but I've been here for 12 years. Okay. So,
and the whole time, it's been bugged the whole time?
I'm not really sure, but I noticed it like most recently in the past like 6 months.
Do you have a creepy landlord or a tattoo shop downstairs?
Yeah, do you live above Freak's Tattoo?
Yeah.
Okay. Because did have an issue with that.
Yeah. Where there's these cracks that run along the floor that were never there before. All these like tubes and wires. I actually found devices that were like wired up with dials and I disassembled one, and I'm thinking, okay, something's going on. You walk through part of the house, and it goes chirp, 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 or tweet, 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 or, you know, makes these funny little noises.
Have you replaced the 9-volt battery in your smoke alarm?
There is not one smoke alarm in this whole house.
Oh, there you go. Well, what's your plan? Are you going to move out, or are you going to try to get things?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd like to find out who's behind it and who's doing it and why. Yeah, but I have bully neighbors. They don't like me. Don't know why. Don't really care. But it's gone overboard. So I just wondered, what would you do if you were being totally stalked? Cameras, everything.
I would just move.
Yeah, move.
Okay. Yeah.
My furnace went out of my last house. I didn't even wait for them to fix it. I just moved.
Yeah, there's that. You know, there really is that. Or you could try just taking a half of one next time.
A half of what?
Exactly. I don't have any idea, but I'm intrigued. I'll have you know.
EMP.
What part of town do you live in?
Just over in Roanoke.
Oh.
So mm-hmm. Very close. Yeah, it's an old rock house, and it's like nothing you've ever seen, and I've collected a great deal of the you know, evidence, if you will, and it's overwhelming. It's really
Start a website.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Film it all. Get a YouTube channel. Make a bunch of videos. Show it. Describe it. Just document it all.
Yeah, well,
that'll help. At least put some positive energy into it instead of freaking out over who's doing it and why.
And maybe people can help to identify the different devices that they're using.
Absolutely.
To snoop on you.
And the who's doing it doesn't really matter. The why is to drive you nuts. So if you go nuts, they won.
Yeah, I know. And I know that. And I do tell myself, and I calm myself, and I say, you know what? You're giving in. You're giving.
Put on a show. Crank up some music and dance.
So. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Let them watch you have a good time, and then you win.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. But yes, I would really actually like to share this with somebody and actually show them what. But I've taken so much of it apart, and you know, taking it, you know, where this disconnected the wires, and they run to here, and there's holes coming up through the walls. Oh, this is just like. It is sci-fi.
Yeah, it sounds pretty freaked out. Well, yeah, let us know how it turns out. And, you know, when you get the website up and running, make sure you call back with the address.
Okay, I'll do something like that.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Thanks.
And stuff. So, do we have another call? Nanotechnology is a really hot topic right now.
Ever since the Ron Paul meetup days, it's kind of been building to a crescendo.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. She used to show up all the time. 816-931-5534, 931-KKFI. And, you know, my advice in that situation is always start with a half, you know?
At least.
If that doesn't do it, take the other half. You know,
always know your dealer and never take anything you can't handle.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's an important thing. You know what's going on. There's a lot of information out there on the internet, and you know, take advantage of that.
You got anything interesting in world news this week, fellas?
Absolutely, all kinds of stuff. Yemen is completely and totally disintegrated after years of aerial drone campaigns by the United States.
You know what's really made me mad about that situation is that they produced some of the tastiest coffee.
Those white beans?
In the world.
We're talking about the white beans? There's a white bean coffee?
I don't know what the beans mean.
It comes from somewhere in Arabia. There is.
But, man, Yemen, I used to get just absolutely amazing. Just some of my favorite coffee ever came out of Yemen, and that got shut down several years ago.
Right, yeah, like a hint of gunpowder and
right.
Well, I've heard all coffee comes from Madagascar, so the closer you are to that, the
Ethiopia.
Or that's what I meant.
Yeah,
Ethiopia, Madagascar, one of the eastern countries in Africa, southeastern.
Yeah, Ethiopian coffee is by far my favorite.
Well, and Yemen is right across the Red Sea.
The old way.
From Ethiopia. Yeah. So.
Pre-National Geographic map making, it was probably the same place.
There's this coffee shop that's right across the street from the radio station that makes coffee that's just ridiculous. It's like they charge like $20 for a half pound, too. And they're really derogatory if you like to put anything other than water with your coffee.
I've never been in there.
You probably never will go in there.
Yeah.
You should, though.
Like the Sub Nazi only with coffee?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they're Christians, too.
Amen.
That's the new thing. Christianity.
And especially tell you coffee about going, shops.
We thought we were going to this Ethiopian restaurant over on Independence Avenue because the internet said there was one there. We get there, and it's actually... We're on Independence Avenue in Indiana. There's this place called Elios Coffee over there. Thought it was an Ethiopian restaurant. Ethiopian coffee, Elios. I don't know what the hell that means. Sounds nice and foreign to me. We walk in there, Independence Avenue in Indiana. This other side of Prospect.
Sure.
Independence Avenue, many different shades up and down the avenue. A lot of different things going on. Really dynamic part of town. It's like a Christian-run like coffee shop with Wi-Fi and like homemade muffins and biscuits and gravy and stuff. Freaked me out. Christians. Whew. What they're doing to the world. What they're doing to the inner city. Scary. Really is. Continues to creep me out. More so than nanotechnology.
So what were we saying about Yemen before we got distracted with coffee?
Oh, that the government there has disintegrated, essentially. Okay. So you had a Yemeni governmental disintegration. What else?
Yeah, they don't have a president right now, right?
No, I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Or the Islamists are saying the president, he can stay. He just has to follow instructions. You know, the king of Saudi Arabia died.
Indeed, he did.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, or he's saying that maybe he was never alive.
Well, no, just I always look at that. It looks like, an Anglo-ish, maybe Semitic Westerner in a disguise to me. And I'm not even kidding. Look at some pictures of him. It looks like Hollywood.
What do you think
disguise.
A Middle Eastern guy is supposed to look like?
Just look at him real good. He always
just
appeared
sunglasses.
To be a European with some real bad Just for Men sunglasses and a towel.
Oh man, I bet those are really expensive sunglasses.
No, got lots of dollars for sure, petrodollars galore. But that whole family just looked like...
No, they're ridiculous. Yeah, and they're the only reason they are real is because of the United States government.
Well, in Britain initially, but...
Well, I mean, whatever. Right. Sure.
That's when they were planted there.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The disguises worked pre-HD TV. Now they're starting to look ridiculous, so they gotta act like they're dead.
No, I think the guy actually died, Jake. I don't know. Sure, I'm confused about your angle here.
Wash the Just for Men out of his beard and move back to Europe.
They just got another guy. I mean, there's just...
He's like,
it's the Saudi royal family.
86 or 89, something like that.
79.
Okay. 79. Yeah.
He's on the island with Tupac and Elvis, and
it doesn't matter.
Michael Jackson.
My favorite. Oh, and the elections in Greece. That's actually pretty exciting.
Will it be the Nazis or the anarchists that win? Is that the?
No, I think it's over, right? Like they happened. And,
yeah, right. Is it going to be the extreme left or the extreme right? Right. It calls it's kind of extreme times.
Coalition leftist party, but apparently they're pretty anti, like IMF. So, and should be bringing a new perspective to NATO as well. So, we'll see how that goes. See how the new coalition government, if their representation in NATO is going to be a little different.
And the impact to us here locally will be the increase in the price of feta.
I hadn't thought. I don't like feta, so it didn't even cross my mind. It's
really?
Too salty for me. I don't.
You like a salty cheese?
Not really. Yeah. Not into feta.
Feta is delicious.
I know you like it a lot.
Love it.
I'm
a big fan.
That's one of the reasons I've always kind of thought maybe you were a bit suspect.
Yeah, Greece election. Exit polls signal big Syriza win. Syriza took between 36 and 38% of the vote, with the ruling New Democracy Party at a distant 26-28. At least it's not the Rising Dawn Party or whatever.
The River.
Is that what they're called?
Oh, there was the River.
I just mean the neo-Nazis.
I think.
Anyone that's got a Rising Dong or whatever it was going on there with the little neo-Nazi kind of symbology and all that. Because throughout all of Europe, you know, the euro is headed to go be parity with the dollar now. It's completely collapsing.
Right. Petrodollar.
Just amazing how this continues on. So the Saudi royal family before the Just for Mustache passed away and they replaced him with a brand new bushy.
Allegedly.
Doesn't matter. It's the same guy. It could be a different guy. It does not matter. Man, those people are terrible. You got to love when, you know, the king of Saudi Arabia dies. You have Barack Obama, the president, giving a stumble over his own words kind of requiem for how big of an ally this terrible bad man was, who has nothing to do with democracy and everything to do with dictatorship, but he's really important to the United States. You know, little remembrance.
They have
press
a beheading
conference.
Twice a week, right?
Yeah, and they don't play around. When ISIS beheads somebody, they don't even have long knives. I mean, ISIS needs to go to Odyssey Martial Arts Supply over on 40 Highway and pick up one of the, what do they call it, a scimitar? What is that big Islamic sword?
Scimitar.
Am I pronouncing the C and I shouldn't be? Is that what's going on here? Yeah. Get them a scimitar, because you see ISIS, when they behead Japanese, you know, businessmen or American or British journalists, they have those little teeny blades and they have to do all that, you know, cutting. You have to let the sword do the cutting. You know, it's not in the elbow grease. That's not how you cut things. But that's really, I mean, because have you ever seen the videos of the Saudi, you know, government
beheadings?
No, I mean, that kind of stuff creeps me out. I don't like to see that.
I'm not a big fan of it either, but it's a swift movement. It's all in the wrists, and they don't, you know, there's a lot of bones and ligaments and cartilage in there, and you have to be quick with it. The Saudis know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time. Hands, necks. I mean, you write a sentence about something other than, you know, just the most flowering remarks about Islam or the government on a blog or Twitter or whatever. They give you 1,000 lashes. They're giving this guy, this dissident, 50 lashes a week for however many weeks that's going to take to pay off a thousand lashes.
It almost killed him not too long ago. So they gave him a week's reprieve, I think, right?
Or a month. That's got to be the worst damn week ever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, I mean, the lashes, it's just. And then to listen to the president or the government of the United
States. That's freedom,
talk about
Ben. That's why they're our ally.
How important
free.
It is that we are tight with these people.
You hate freedom, don't you?
No.
You don't love Saudi Arabia.
You know what the gross part about it all is? Is that you're kind of good with it because gas is like $1.80 a gallon.
Exactly, just going to guess that.
You're kind of good with it because you're just like, well. I mean, because that's really what happened in the last 2 months is that the Saudi economic petro infrastructure.
Their vaults were full. They had to chill out while they built some more vaults.
They're done. No, but they've decoupled. Essentially, OPEC is no longer going to control the price of a barrel of oil internationally. It's going to be the market that does it. It's a bizarre time. We're supposed to be, peak oil is supposed to have happened 30 or 40 years ago. But instead, we're actually going into a new peak because of the Bakken oil field and the Alberta tar sands, Texas, all these other things. And now oil is super cheap again, and it's going to stay that way.
Yeah, for a
Saudi oil minister said that don't expect to see oil above $100 a barrel again.
At least until, you know.
World War III.
Well, it's already started. But
we're on like World War 18 or something.
Yeah. You know, Venezuela, Russia, Iran, those are the targets of the cheap oil price.
And don't forget financial markets, too. Not that I understand how any of that works, but the way they use energy futures, energy derivatives, and derivatives did not go away, and all these complex financial instruments that they use to manipulate, you know, foreign markets, energy markets. The euro is about to have parity with the dollar for the first time in 15 years or 13 years, something like that. I mean, isn't it amazing? I mean, the United States government has been using quantitative easing, now the euro and all the others are going to start using it as well. Quantitative easing, which definitely just means adding zeros to computer screens, buying bonds, artificially propping up and pumping in money into the economy. I mean, with the trillions of dollars that have been added, the, you know, decimals and, you know, commas and zeros that have been added, not decimals, I should say, but zeros that have been added, that it just continues chugging on. And it's like America somehow is out on top right now. It's bizarre. The dollar hasn't, you say that, like, you know, like dollar hasn't collapsed.
Yeah.
American Sniper is the number one movie in the world right now. And gas is $1.80 a gallon. You know, kind of makes me want to chew tobacco and shoot Hajis. I know. Right?
Gross.
For sure. I get pretty self-critical of the government when gas is like $4.50 a gallon. You know? My benchmark's always been two. Under two, I'm all good. Green light. Let's do this. Extreme prejudice. Let's take care of it. Evil. There's evil and there's evil doers out there, Jim.
My favorite info bit from the week. Did you guys see the little video clip of the English-speaking soldier in Ukraine? There's like some kind of rocket attack or whatever in a port city that I cannot pronounce the name of.
Donetsk?
Nope. Different one. There's way too many vowels, just a couple of consonants, you know, M's and U's.
A couple of consonants that we don't have in the English language.
Yeah, right. So
some of them Cyrillic consonants.
There's all this hustle and bustle on the street, and the local reporter, you know, sees the soldier and asks him a question, and he's like, "Get out of my face, please. Get out of my face," in a very East Coast United States kind of accent, you know, right. Like clearly an American English speaker. Like, what's that guy doing? Is that some kind of mercenary? You know, what's...
Sure. I mean, absolutely. People are excited. People have been that like that for a long time. Didn't Ernest Hemingway, you know, famously leave the Star to go fight? It was so rough living in Kansas City working for the KC Star that he went to go help, you know, the Italian, you know, ambulance corps or something like that during World War One. You could just go do that. No, not the Italian. What am I talking about? And then he ended up in the Spanish Civil War as well, right? People, I mean, how many white girls have gone to Syria to go give birth to, you know, ISIS babies?
Right.
It's bizarre. People, it's Facebook. It's a perverted thing. People want to go do that stuff. They want to go be with the action. People think for a revolution to happen, there has to be a loud explosion. They want to go be a part of it.
Charles Manson just got married not too long ago.
That's true, yeah.
They don't let them consummate the relationships anymore, though. That's what they said in the news article.
Well, thank goodness. But that's, you know, kind of on par with having an ISIS baby.
Married. Oh, sure. Absolutely. It's like, are you really that mad at your father? The answer is yes. Right?
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be a big chunk of it. Yeah, it's surprising to me. Jihad Jane, remember Jihad Jane, that lady from Colorado? These people get on these message boards and decide they want to go fight for the cause or something like that. You know? I mean, how many kids are sitting around listening to gangster rap, smoking blunts, and just decide, hey, I'm going to go fight for jihad. Why not? That seems pretty gangster. Let's go do that. It happens all the time. Kids end up over in Syria. I mean, you just book a flight. There was an American soldier who did the same thing. And you just book a flight. They vet you a little bit on Facebook. That's how they vet you. Go over there. Get a Kalashnikov, go fight next to a bunch of 14-year-olds, you know, bum them some cigarettes, kill some insurgents or whatever they're called. Good to go. Vice, check out Vice. You know what Vice is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is definitely a front for something. I'm not quite sure yet.
Well, I think they're owned by one of the large media houses, but they've done some pretty
cool reportage.
Yeah, pretty impressive news coverage.
That's like ultimate. It's like, you know,
extreme.
I don't. It's hard to explain exactly what Vice is. It's like New York Times for hipsters.
Yeah, or something. I mean, like it started out as like a hipster music and arts.
But the guy that's in charge of it says it's worth like $100 billion or something like that. Which I don't understand how that's possible since they give away all their content. It's a CIA front for something. I'm not quite sure. It's a CIA front for ironic mustache.
That's the new global terror organization, Ironic Mustache.
It's along those lines.
Yeah, Shane Smith.
Yeah, no, he's. I've heard him say that it's worth billions of dollars.
Well, yeah, he says he's a billionaire, and he only owns like 80% of the company. But yeah, there's. It stinks a little bit.
Greek radical left wins election threatening market turmoil. Market turmoil in Greece?
Yeah.
I mean, things have been rough since Plato died, right? I mean, it's not. Greece hasn't had a lot of good times, especially because Jim doesn't like feta cheese and tells people about it. Like, he's like, feta? Gross. Help the Greek economy.
I mean, I like their olives.
Sure. You know, okay.
Greek yogurt's making a come up.
Yeah.
Greek yogurt is such a scam. How is it so thick and creamy without any fat at all? You ever wondered that? You know, Greek yogurt is fat-free yogurt.
Foglet?
Yeah, foglets. That's right. It's full of foglets. It's gross. You're not supposed to eat skim milk products. Okay. Milk is two ingredients. There's two parts to milk.
You're not supposed to eat milk.
There's cream and pus. And if you take the cream out, that means you're just left with cow pus.
Mm.
And that's gross.
That's for baby cows, man.
So you're supposed to drink human milk?
Yes.
Up until you're about three or four?
Mm-hmm.
It's been that it's been that long. It's been like 30 plus years since you had some human milk.
It has been that long for me.
You're missing out, dog.
I know you probably drink human milk more often than I do. But.
Well, you, the way you say it, it makes it really sound creepy. You know?
It is kind of creepy.
Yeah, we both know that cow milk is delicious.
Yeah. It is.
And cow milk products. I don't really drink milk, but milk products are delicious. I've gone dairy-free before. The first time, went like months without eating any dairy products, and then some cream, I think it was sour cream, graced my palate. My knees went weak. Had a hard time standing up because it's so damn good. Aw, Jeb Bush was an Iowa no-show.
What?
I know. It's only... How many more years before they have another election?
Are they going to have another election, Ben?
Yeah, they sure are. What is it, 19... What's going on, man? It's 2006. They're going to cancel the election! Remember that? Everyone's like, Bush is going to be dictator for life.
Essentially, right? That's what happened, basically. Isn't it? Realistically, you know?
You're trying to say that Barack Obama
has done an excellent job maintaining the Bush administration's policies. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Really good job. Mm-hmm. Of expanding everything that the neocons were doing.
Well, it's so goofy that everyone hates him, if that's the case. Everyone except for the campus of KU, because Obama was in town last week, and people could not get enough. Could not get enough. God, apparent murder-suicide at New York City Home Depot leaves two dead. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? It's kind of funny to think that there are Home Depots in New York City.
I went to a Home Depot in Rhode Island one time. It was pretty wacky.
Was it wacky?
Yeah, I go in and I'm looking for... I'm helping my friend move. And so we got like a rent a truck, you know. We're loading up the place. And he didn't have any straps or bungee cords or rope or whatever. We need to secure some stuff in the back of the truck.
Duct tape?
Cross-country drive. So we go there, and there's four or five grown men that are employed there, but they're all kind of standing around talking. And so I walk up, and I wait patiently for a minute or so until they all kind of like...
You're a patient dude.
A really dirty look. And so I'm like, excuse me, gentlemen, could you direct me to the straps and bungee cords and
whatnot? The strap-on aisle.
And one of them's like, did you look in hardware? Like, I had made it all the way to the hardware store, but somehow...
Had missed the hardware aisle.
Yeah, because, you know, there's only 87 aisles there.
Oh, you went to the small one.
Yeah, so...
It is Rhode Island.
Right. And, man, I was really appreciative of the insight that... it not, like, check aisle 4 or right over there, indicating with a pointed finger. No, the question... Did you check in hardware? I thought basically what he wanted to do was to fight me, you know, because I'm like, so now I'm like, oh, you want to fight. I get it. I get what's going on here. You know, this is not my first boat show. So, yeah.
It's not your first boat show.
It wasn't. It was not my first boat show. And my friend immediately picked up on the fact that I was now engaged in war mode. So... yeah, he quickly pulled me away from the tool belt wearing.
So I should remember the next time I hear you tell somebody that it's not your first boat show, and they're looking going, what the hell is that dude talking about?
I didn't say it was my first boat show, but it was clear that guy, you know.
Wanted to fight.
He wanted to fight. When, you know, you answer a very simple and straightforward question.
So did you guys go check in hardware after that?
We did. We did go check in hardware. And sure enough,
they had some strap-ons.
That's where they were. But, you know, to get to hardware, that was a whole nother adventure, you know.
It's a big store.
Well, that's why eventually they're going to replace employees with robots. They'll just help you find, and that is actually...
Well, they already have there, actually.
Like, probably be a welcome change.
You have I have a hard time, because I refuse to go through self-checkout lines, you know, just refuse. And I tried to buy something at a Home Depot one time, and the person working told me that I had to go through the self-checkout line, and I told them I wouldn't, and that somebody needed to ring me up. And they're like, well, no one is going to ring you up. You have to go through the self-checkout. So I just left. I didn't make my purchase. Like, I'm not going to do that.
You know? Vote with your dollar every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you there. I'm not a big fan of those big stores. You spend so much time looking for what you need, and you can't find it.
And then they want me to use a robot to... No. Mm-mm.
You refuse.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Not take that, Home Depot Corporation.
Yeah, they don't care at all.
Nope, not even a little bit.
Nope, they sure don't.
I'm just amazed at people that are pro self-checkout. Like, they want that. Oh, it's just better. I don't have to talk to another person or, you know, make sure that there's that job.
Yeah, but, I mean, at some point you got to realize that if you're at a place like Home Depot or wherever, you're just there to get the best deal anyway. And the less people they have employed there, the better your deal's going to get, right?
Everyday low prices.
I mean, I'm just saying that it's not like the folks working the cashier at Home Depot. I mean, it's not like they're getting ahead anyway.
Sure. I get it.
It's kind of a lost deal. That's why, I mean, between all the automation, the nanotechnology, the nanotechnologists, and the potential for a world built out of foglets, you realize that the only solution for the future, it's either we're going to have to force abortions on the poor or the robots are. Right? Cop, what is this? Crickets? I mean, am I wrong about this? I don't. I mean, what are we going to do here? It used to be, you know, you had opportunity out there. Economic. I guess you still
do.
Still do.
Yeah.
You know, hell. There's lots of young economists working over in my neighborhood. I mean, there's opportunity out there, sure. But you really have to kind of go get it. It's not like you just go like...
I think you've always... When have you not had to go get it? Our parents' generation? That was the only one, you know? And they still had to go get it to some extent. No, you've always had to go get it. There's always been go-getters. And then there's the people that don't.
The people that don't getters.
The don't getters, yeah. And...
Which is apparently us and the people listening to us.
I'm not... Yeah,
it's because, you know, you are listening to community radio at nearly 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, what does that say about you? Don't turn the radio off. Just think about what I mean.
Sure. That's the collection of wealth has certainly gravitated toward a smaller and smaller percentage of the population. But that being said, there's still for the industrious person opportunity out there, you know, but you have to, I mean, it's, you gotta be smart, you know, doesn't hurt to be good looking, right? Mm-hmm.
Nope. Doesn't hurt to be good looking
and
have some money already.
Sure.
That helps too.
Yeah. Or at least be able to,
I mean, I'd like to think
like you do.
I'd like to think that the cashiers at Home Depot are going to save the U.S. economy. You know, I'd like to think that, but that's like, you know, trying to save manufacturing jobs by making sure the Burlington Coat Factory doesn't close down and move out of town. You know, because it's not actually a factory. You know? They don't actually...
Where do the coats come from?
Those aren't actually manufacturing jobs. You know? I mean, you're already doomed anyway. You know it. If you work at Home Depot, you know you're doomed. You know it.
At least there.
I mean, who are the free guys? The people who have freedom are the folks standing not out in front of the Home Depot, but in front of the Chinese restaurant that's in the old Sonic across the street from the Home Depot. Those people have freedom, waiting for the pickup truck to roll by so they can go build the deck. Those people are the cowboys of the modern age.
They are the cowboys. Wow. Yeah, you're right. But
it's ready to go. Ready to go work. Corral up some more lumber and build that.
Some asphalt roof shingles.
Sure, absolutely. It's ready to go. I mean, you know, there are people out there with good jobs. And there are people out there with economic opportunity. But again, they're not the ones running the checkout line, the one checkout line at the Home Depot. It's not them. Don't worry. Artificial intelligence is here. It's going to make our lives easier. It's going to allow us to have more free time, you know, an opportunity to do what people do, baiting. More time for baiting, you know? The answer is absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Right here on Community Radio in the 21st Century. We're going to take a quick little break, and we've got to play some things, and we'll be back with you very shortly here on Community Radio in the 21st Century.
Blends together peaches and regalia, tears began to fall, and shove it right in.